Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
One of the things that makes Boston distinctive, for better or for worse, is its many narrow, winding old streets, some of them paved with cobblestones. That's what you get when cow paths become roads, and they can be simultaneously charming and aggravating.
But Boston's streets are practically brand new compared to the ancient roads of Rome. The Eternal City is a great walking city, but it's also notorious for its traffic congestion, all of which makes it a good place to study urban transportation and city planning.
That's why the Boston Society of Architects invited the mayor of Rome, Ignazio Marino, to visit Boston late last week and meet with Mayor Marty Walsh. Marino and Walsh are both new mayors, so they both have considerable learning curves.
And when we spoke with Mayor Marino about his visit, he pointed out some other things that Boston and Rome have in common.
I noticed that a significant challenge with local traffic, particularly rush hours, which is not too different from what we experience in Rome. But I understand from the mayor that you're looking at the same solutions that we are looking at ourselves, like bike sharing, increased bike sharing, car sharing, and increase in a way the use of public transportation versus private transportation systems.
Mayor Marino says Rome has about 980 cars for every 1,000 adults. That's more than twice as many as in London or Paris. So Marino is trying to bring down that number to protect the city's historic landmarks from soot and improve public health. And he knows firsthand the challenges of retrofitting an older city to accommodate more bikes and pedestrians. Because even as mayor, he regularly bikes to work and to meetings.
Rome is not the easiest town in the world to go around with a bike because of the hills, and so you need to go up and down. But I think that particularly downtown, bicycling could be a great way to move around. Most of the time I go with my bike, and the people that has to work with me follow me with cars at the meetings, and it's not unusual for me to arrive before them because I can skip away from traffic jam. While if you are in a car, you usually can do that. But besides this, I really think that it will be healthier for the town if we do increase a different kind of mobility based on walking, bicycling, and public transportation compared to private cars.
Marino said that when he visited Boston City Hall, he was impressed with the technology there, like real-time Facebook and Twitter monitoring on large screens in Mayor Walsh's office. Marino was so impressed that he wants to bring some of that back to Rome.
I see that you people here are very well organized. I have seen that in the office of the mayor there is an electronic system to check how many calls the offices of the city are receiving, how many are answered in how much time. I think, control systems like that are very useful to, improve the quality of services that you and eventually we will be able to offer to our citizens.
Marino says there's an important reason that cities like Rome and Boston and other major urban areas should try to learn from each other.
I think that nowadays it is very important for mayors of large cities to exchange information, knowledge, and projects compared to 100 of years ago. In the next 20 to 30 years, more than 70% of the population of our planet will be living in large cities. This is a true revolution compared to 100 years ago, when most of the people, the vast majority, was living in rural areas.
Shortly after Mayor Marino took office last year, many residents of Rome were upset with his decisions to limit car traffic on the Via dei Fori Imperiali, which is a road in the center of the city, and to close the famous rotary at the Colosseum. But he says he got lots of praise for that from people elsewhere in the world.
We will be closing more roads, and we will, in a way, we will be able to have the largest archaeological park of the entire planet. We are very successful with the opinion of different people worldwide. We are less successful in town because people, you know, usually is a human characteristic to be conservative and to be afraid of changes, and therefore people that has to change their habits because we close down traffic around Colosseum, and we decided the Colosseum is much better as a monument than as a roundabout.
We couldn't resist asking Mayor Marino what he thought would happen if Mayor Walsh decided to limit car traffic on the tight historic streets of Boston's North End.
I don't know about that, but if he will be shooting down any road, he should be prepared to a lot of criticism, but that those criticisms are good because then it means that he is doing something significant.
That was the mayor of Rome, Ignazio Marino. And Anthony, I could listen to that accent all day long. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.